to our podcast. Yes! Summer 20s, episode 5. We're back repeating now, back in the life etc. category.
Yeah, what is that, life etc.? And what's the topic for this episode?
So, our topic is a very exciting topic. I think I'm going to say that every time, but we are going to be talking about moving out of your hometown. Not necessarily in your 20s as such, but just at any point and kind of getting that experience, either living overseas or in another city in your own country, and just getting out and living in another place, whether you move there permanently or move there temporarily, knowing you're coming back to your hometown. But that's today's topic.
Mm-hmm. Yes, moving away, moving like out of your comfort zone, I feel. I mean, to get straight on into it, I think it is very important to move out of your hometown. And we'll get into more detail, but we both have moved out of our hometowns. So, but yeah, I think it's very important. Would you agree?
Yes, 110% agree. I reckon I'm like a little gypsy, to be honest. Like, I would move anywhere and do anything. So, yeah, I mean, in saying that, that doesn't mean my opinion isn't like, it's not like irrelevant to people who aren't like this, but I think just hear us out, hear what we've got to say, and it might change your mind, and it also might be the thing, this episode, that takes you to the next step where you book that flight with no return flight, or where you book that rental property, or you just take the leap.
Yeah, it's literally all about taking the leap. Like, you just have to do it.
Yeah.
But a lot of people like get to this age and would say everyone has to like move out of their hometown, even if it's for like a little while. I see so many memes on Facebook now saying everyone move out of their hometowns. Like, but as you can tell, like, we're both very strong on moving out of your hometown. So definitely listen on, and like, we explain why, and like, there are challenges of it as well, but it's definitely worth it. Definitely. Yeah, should we just get straight on into our experiences?
Yes. Shana, do you want to go first? Share your experience.
Okay. Well, as we know, I'm from Coffs Harbour. I moved to Canberra 2019, and I was 20 years old. So I'm 23 this year. So I moved out of home 3 years ago, and I moved from a small coastal town, Coffs Harbour, to the big city, Canberra, Australian capital. The reason I moved was for my relationship. So Shay and I were doing long distance for a year before that, and we can get into detail about like all that kind of stuff in a relationship episode. But yeah, I pretty much moved to Canberra for him. We did long distance for a year, and long distance sucks. So I was like, why not move to Canberra? Like, I'd known him for 2.5 years before that, so it wasn't like it had been a short amount of time either. Like, I had a fair reason to move down. Like, we knew each other for a long while, and we just didn't want to do long distance anymore. So, yeah, did the big leap. I knew absolutely no one. Like, I had no job. My passion was, I wouldn't like, everything I wanted to do wasn't in Canberra, I'd say. Like, there's no beach, like, the lifestyle's completely different. I have no family down there. I knew, like, literally absolutely no one. And everything was telling me to not move, pretty much. Nothing was telling me, besides Shay, and besides saying, like, why not, everything was telling me no. I had friends saying, like, don't move. Like, I had a heap of my friends not having, like, faith in the move. A lot of people said, like, it's so much risk. Like, we were so young. Like, I was only 20, and I was, like, putting a lot of risk on the relationship as well to move for a relationship. But anyway, we can get we went straight into living together as well. But, yeah, as I said, we'll go into that in a relationship episode. But yeah, so I moved out It was a lot. It was so exciting. I was so excited. I knew I'd been to Canberra maybe 3 times and I'd met a few of Shay's friends. So I did kind of know of people, but I didn't have anyone to be like, come over, like, let's grab a coffee. Like, it was full new to me. So I was pretty much like, why not? Let's move. So it was very hard at first. I didn't have any family or any friends. It was a complete change of lifestyle. Coffs is a coastal town on the beach, and I was very into surfing. I was competing at surfing, and I was moving 2 hours inland from the beach and 8 hours south of Coffs. So it was a complete change of lifestyle. That was really hard, the lifestyle change. And also at the same time, I went from working, I had 2 jobs before I moved to Canberra. So I was working a lot but I went straight into working full time. As soon as I got moved to Canberra, I went straight into work full time straight away. So it was 8 till 5:30 into a new job. That's when I first started nursing. And I had 2 days before I started that job. So I literally drove to Canberra, put some of my stuff into where I was living and started work straight away, 8 till 5:30 or 6, 5 days a week. And all of a sudden becoming like an adult. Like that's where I went from like teenager to adult, like in a few months. I had to learn everything. So that was another hard thing. I had to grow up really quickly, I think, and I had no help from my parents, because sometimes like when you move out, like if you move out in your hometown, like you move out of home and it's a little rental or whatever, and you still have family in the area, your parents can help you, like help you set up, help you move, help you connect your Wi-Fi, help you install your like washing machine or like your dryer or anything. Sam's just walked in. So yes, I had little to like no help. So it was very, very full on at the start when I first moved. Like essentially I was moving somewhere that like I didn't want to be, if that makes sense. Like I was moving solely for the relationship. I would never move to Canberra in my life. So it was so different. That's why a lot of people did say, what the hell are you doing? Kind of thing. And I completely understand that. I completely get it. But I was like, why not? It was very hard at the start, but in saying that, it did take like a good 6 to 9 months to get used to. But after getting in routine and finally starting to meet people and getting onto like a friendship level with people, it's like the best experience ever. Canberra, I literally say to everyone, it was the best experience ever. I would never have moved to Canberra otherwise. It was so much fun. All the people there I would never have met if I didn't move. I would not have. I came from Coffs, which had nothing, no life, nightlife or anything. And Canberra was such like a big city for me. So that was so good in itself as well. There was like a proper city and a proper like bars to go out in, like nightclubs. Like there was proper like things to do, even though there's nothing to do in Canberra, but like there's still kind of more. In saying that it was hard, it was definitely worth it, and that's why my biggest thing would be to give the move at least 6 months to get used to, because at the start you're going to be going, why did I move? Because you're so out of your comfort zone. It's just your comfort level going, what the fuck, pretty much. I don't know how to explain that, but you're pretty much out of your comfort zone and don't know where your local shop is or anything, and you just have to learn all of that, and you grow so much. Like it's the best feeling, being out of your comfort zone and then it's starting to feel comfortable, like you know you've overcome something. It was the best experience. I do not regret moving to Canberra at all. I lived there for 2 years. And now I'm in the Gold Coast, so I've moved again it just, Canberra just wasn't the lifestyle for Shay and I. We're very coastal people, but it was so, it was still so hard to move just because all the friends, like, we made and all the experiences we had. And, yeah, it was still very, very hard to move. But, yes, we moved to the Gold Coast. That was a lot easier because we were going back onto the coast, the coastal lifestyle. We're back at the beach doing, like, what we love, surfing. My sisters live here, and I'm way closer to family here as well. But, yeah, it's a whole new experience to Canberra as well, the Gold Coast. So that's just, like, even more fun because now I get to experience this place. So it's, you just like learn and experience new things. There's more opportunities. You meet so many new people. I would 100% recommend leaving. I get it's hard to actually leave. Like, you're so comfortable and you've got all your friends. I actually, when I first moved from Coffs, a lot of my friends had moved. So there was only a few of us still there, which did kind of make it easier because we'd all kind of moved away. So I was like, why not? And you just learn and just grow so much. Like, and it's like, looking back, I'm like, oh my God, I did that move and I like risked all that and it was so worth it. And even if it is hard, it's still like you learn and like you grow from it. So
yeah,
I think 100%, whether it works out or it doesn't, you learn from it. So yeah, I think it's so important to step out of your comfort zone, and you meet the people you never would have met. So I just think, why not? Like, you can always move back to, I think that's where it comes down to. You can always move back, give it a good 6 to 8, 9 months to settle in and get used to it, get into routine and feel a bit more comfortable. And then, like, knowing that you can always move back, I think, why not? I just don't get when people are like, I do get it, but I just think you can always move back. You can always move back.
I 100% agree with you. Yeah.
So just take that leap of faith and give it a good solid chance. Like, give it that good time length and you won't regret it. Like, you just won't. It's such, like, it's so good. I love the feeling of being in a new place.
There's no regret, you know, like, you, even if you go and you realize that you don't like it that much, like, you're not going to regret moving. What's going to happen? Like, maybe if you were breaking up with a partner to do it or something, but at the end of the day, usually you're either going as a single person or with your partner, and then none of your friends are going to hate you for moving, right? So what are you going to regret? Like, what is going to happen when you come back? Like, your friends are still your friends. Mm. They're still going to be there. They're going to be happy that you're back. So, like, what, literally, where is the regret at all?
Yeah.
Where is it? Who, exactly, why would you ever regret moving, giving it a go, you know? And it's not like you're quitting or you're a failure if you come home. It's like you just, you gave it a
you
go.
You still, like, did it, and she'll be, like, proud.
Yeah.
But that's, like, my little spill. I've only been in Australia. I only moved to Canberra and the Gold Coast. So, but even with those moves, it's impacted, like, my whole life. My whole life is different. I would not, like, change a thing. In saying that, where have you lived, Steph? Steph's a bit more up.
Look, I actually feel quite, like, I feel sad to repeat my story, not in like a I'm ungrateful kind of way, but I definitely think that, like, I had an amazing, like, amazing opportunities and, like, places that I lived, a very interesting upbringing. But I am really ashamed to admit that, like, ever since I've been an independent adult, I have yet to move out of my hometown. I don't know why I'm here, but I am. But I moved to China, Guangzhou, China, which is 2 hours inland from Hong Kong, with my parents when I was 10 years old. I was there from about May 2008 until January 2011, so like 2.5 years. And then I came back and I started high school in Canberra. I moved back to Canberra, which is where I had gone to primary school, and I lived with my dad. And then my parents came back, then got another posting to Christmas Island. So if you're watching the YouTube videos, that's what this picture is behind me, because I'm at my mom's post house. So we've got all our like coastal images here. So I lived on Christmas Island in a year and a half. I did year 9 and 10 there. That was so much fun. Like, and then I came back and did a year and a half of school in Canberra again. And then I went to Jakarta in Indonesia for 1 year, and I did year 12 there. And then I moved back. So yeah, that's like a very brief overview of what it was. But I suppose, like, I think that one of the hardest things for me was that, especially as a kid, I attached myself and had very deep friendships. Like, I was always someone who like invested everything I had in my friendships. I found my at-home life pretty difficult growing up. So I kind of purely was like a all in my friendships. They gave me everything. So I was someone who found it like ridiculously heartbreaking every time and at the time when I was a kid, I felt dragged away from my friends. You know, it wasn't a decision that I was making to move. Yeah. While I loved traveling, so I was always like a little bit excited. You know, when I found out we were going to China, I would have been 9, and we actually were told we were going to Iran first. So we spent 6 months preparing to go to Iran, like learning how to put on a burqa and all this stuff. And I even then was like, I'm going to miss
my god, friends. I didn't That's know that. So cool.
Yeah, it's so random. We were going to live in Tehran, which is like the capital city. And we had a house there. Like, it was so cool. It would snow. And I always thought the backyard looked like the like Narnia scenes. And I just thought it was lit. Like, I was so excited. But I was also like scared to leave my friends. And then we found out we were going to China because it was too dangerous to take us kids there. So they stopped sending families to Iran.
Yeah.
So instead they changed like That's 4 months huge. Before we left. Oh yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if I could have like handled that at that age.
Yeah. I think that like I was always my first overseas holiday was when I was 4 months old. Right. So I was traveling overseas from a very young age, like three or four times a year. Like, so the planes, the international, like culture going to different places, like I was so used to that, that was exciting to go to a country that I hadn't been to.
That is true. Cause I didn't go overseas. I went overseas for the first time in 2016, I think.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah.
It would have been like a complete shock if I had to move when I was 9.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't have been able to do it if I hadn't traveled, I don't think. Like, you know, I've done all the long flights. I'd, you know, like just seen what even just the third world is like. I don't even know if China is definitely not third world country, but I'd like seen the stuff that it shocks you. You know, when you get to a Southeast Asian country or a developing country and you see the slums or something and you're like, oh my god, I've done all of that. So at least that was all out of the way. And I do think though that like moving to China was pretty difficult, just in terms of it was nothing of what I expected. And I actually, so spending about 2.5 to 3 years there, I hated it. Like, I absolutely hated it for the first like year and a half, because I was just like, there's nothing to do here. Like, and it was dangerous to like let me go to the shopping malls on my own. And like, it was so just intense. Like, you couldn't just go over to a friend's house because it was such a big city that like everyone lives like hours away and the traffic was horrendous. So it was just like really hard. And I was pretty negative when I first got there. It was really hard to adjust to. And then I'd say like, the last year that I was there, I started really liking it because I started getting really close with my friends. Like, you know, I had kind of moved from my other friendship group, finally gotten over that like heartbreak and needing to meet new people that I had, like, you know, turn up at a new school on that day. But it's not just a new school. It's like a new country, a new city, a new house, a new language, a new like new culture, like or new ethnic people. Like, I was used to going to a school with mainly like Australians, so it was just even confronting going in and not knowing like where people were from, what their accent was. And actually, let's just start with this embarrassing story. Like, this was just one of the things it threw me on my first day at an American international school. My teacher was American. He was literally amazing. His name was Mr. Davis. He's almost like my favorite teacher ever. And he was like, how do you pronounce your last name? And I was like, oh, it's Stephanie Johnson Dawes. And he was like, oh yeah, so it's like Dawes. And I was like, no, Dawes. And he's like, yeah, Dawes. And I was like, no, Dawes, like the door. And he's like, yeah, it's the accent. And I was like, oh, fuck my life. Like, that is just so embarrassing that I was trying to get him to just say the same word with an Aussie accent because I was so naive. Yeah. And I went to a British school for a little bit there to, like, test which school I wanted to go to. And the British were, like, saying the word bus instead of bus. And I was just like, I don't know how to handle this. Like, I just was like, how am I meant to learn from these people? I do not know. I don't understand them. It was English. But I was like, I don't know what you're saying.
It was English and you were struggling. Yeah.
I was like struggling. So God knows what it's like for people who English isn't their first language, because it was the same language. And I was like, I was just naive, you know, I was a little kid and I didn't really know any different. So it was a very big adjustment period. But like when I came back from China, I didn't really like, I wouldn't say I didn't get along with people, but I was in a very bad mental health place that when I found out we were leaving, I was like, thank God, I need to get out of here. I hated it. And I just needed to go. So there was no, like, there's literally no tears. I was like, bye. I need like a change. We got to Christmas Island and it was such a small place. Shana, you'd relate to this because it's like a small coastal town that you're from, right? And they all
did you go from China to Canberra to Christmas Island?
Yeah.
Okay, so you wanted to get out of Canberra and go to Christmas Island?
Yeah, to Christmas Island. And I remember these two, like this girl and this guy, came up to me when I was at the beach with my family and they're like, oh, you're the new girl. I was like, I'm so shy, I freaking hate talking to people. Like, and then I was just like, yeah. And they're like, do you want to hang out with me? So I hung out with them, and then I knew them when I started school, and I instantly hit it off with them. Was like, that was the hardest transition, was going from Christmas Island back to Canberra. I have never been more like sad leaving friends before. That was so hard. Yeah, like when you were saying that it's all about your comfort zone, I actually think that it would take me about 3 to 6 months to like get over being truly heartbroken. Like, it would hurt more than like a relationship breakup. It would take me so long to get over that. And then I would have to start like making new friends.
The hardest part of moving is knowing you don't know anyone there. And that's what stops a lot of people from moving, is not having any friends and having to make those friends, which falls back into our last category, social anxiety, lol, trying to make friends. Oh. But yeah, it's but yeah, that's a huge one. It's the friendships and not having anyone there. I didn't know anyone when I moved to Canberra, but I had met a few people and I just knew they were like, everyone was really nice. So it made me more confident. I was like, okay, these people are nice. I can fit in here. Shay, because Shay's from Canberra and he was living there, obviously, but he knew a lot of people there. So at least I could bounce off his. And so that did make it easier. So I get it's a lot harder when you know no one at all. It is hard, but you do get there.
Yeah, I think like one of the harder things about moving as an adult is that you don't go to school. Like, I think that it's more traumatizing going to a new school because like you don't know anyone and it's school and everyone's freaking bitchy, but like at least you're forced
you have the social side of it.
Moving as an adult, I actually think I wouldn't move anywhere where I didn't know anyone, because I'm not confident enough to just like,
it's hard
to chat to random people. So I'd have to know someone. Like, if I came to the Gold Coast, you have a social network and I'd meet them and then meet, you know, like you've got to have a starting point. I personally feel. Indonesia, I loved living there, right? Like, I absolutely loved the cultural side of it. I do think Christmas Island as a whole, like everything about it was the best. Like, we just all get on the school bus, go down and like swim every day at the beach in our like clothes, like in our school uniform.
That was like the prime just, like, young teen years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And so we just got up to absolute mischief. Like, it was so naughty. But then in Jakarta, I was in year 12 and I was just like, this is a great opportunity. Like, I mean, I had the option to stay and board, like go to boarding school in Canberra so that it didn't ruin my schooling. But I was like, absolutely not. Like, take me away. I loved everyone. Like, I had a partner at the time. Who I then stayed and did long distance with for a year after when I moved away. But I still chose to go because I wanted the experience and I knew how like amazingly life-changing living somewhere else, especially in another country. I was just like, I've never been to this city before. Like, I want to learn everything about it. So I think that that was great. And I think I was a little shocked that Jakarta wasn't Bali. Nothing like it. Anyone who's been there will be like, oh, yeah. You know?
Yeah.
So that was a bit hard, but I still loved it. Like, that was absolutely amazing. I just wasn't as focused on making friends. I really wanted to get into law and psychology at ANU, which was like a 98 ATAR, and I was like, I need to grind and study
that
hard.
That makes a move easy as well if you have a passion.
Oh,
you're
yeah,
like trying to strive, or you're there to try and get a job or anything. If you're like knuckling down trying to get something, that makes the move a lot easier as well because you're like, I'm here to do this.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you feel like you have a purpose as well.
Yeah, and I find that like I can either be super extroverted or I can be really introverted, and it just depends on what I choose like ahead of time. So I've chosen like, I'm like, I have all these friends this time instead of being depressed for 6 months and like heartbroken that I wasn't going to see my friends again. I was like, all I need to do is survive another 6 months following that and I'll be back with my friends. So this time I was like, don't, you know, get rid of these friendships to make new ones because they're only going to be there for like a year and then you're never going to see those people again. So I was like, just don't focus on making friends there, just go to school, focus, get your good grades, get into uni, go back, be with all your friends. So it's kind of like survive that but also experience.
So you knew you were only gonna be you were gonna be there for a certain period of time and so I get what you're saying with the knuckle down. You didn't have to go through like that losing friends heartbreak again and trying to make new ones because you knew you were going to be home. So that ended up helping you get
and in saying that,
as well, which
like I just don't think that would be my advice to other people though. Like I think that if I was moving again, I wouldn't be like, oh, I'm only going to like London for a year, so I'm not going to make any friends. Then what's the point?
No,
I think I was just like on my third round in the high school and I was like, I cannot be fucked to like, it's not like I didn't have any friends. Like I still went to like dinner with people and stuff, but I was more just like, don't get rid of your old friends. And I don't have the love capacity to like, you know, do both. So,
I say this all the time. I'm like, you have a whole like another look on the world than like me and like everyone that hasn't moved overseas. Like you would just see that. I am so get so fascinated in it because I'm like, you would literally look at things so differently to me because you have experienced so much more. And that's what I mean about like moving out of your hometown, because you have only experienced that one city, that one comfortable place that you've lived in for your whole life.
Yeah.
And you can experience so much more and you see the world so differently.
Yeah.
And it's just like so exciting and like you never regret it. And I think our message is to like just do it. Well, that is our experiences of moving out. We can go into more detail of things. If you guys want to know, let us know if you want us to go more into detail of our like challenges and how we like overcame them and or that kind of thing in other episodes, but that's pretty much a brief overview of where we've moved and like how long and all our little experiences. But I think we should now get into the questions you guys left us on our Instagram. Biggest culture shock from overseas. Love you guys.
Oh, love you too. this one, I know this answer. Like, it is, I will never ever forget this. So I would have been, as I said, like, I had traveled a lot, right? I'd been to Bali. And if anyone's been to Bali, especially like, you know, in the early 2000s, even the airport was like kind of traditional Bali style. It's because the culture's Hindu. There's lots of like shrines to Hindu gods, like lots of like statues and things. So it was very cultural, like, you know, kind of what I expected traditional culture to be. And this isn't even the story, but that's why when I went to Jakarta, I was like, what the hell? Because they're all Muslim there. So the culture was so not what I expect, like not what, it wasn't like Hindu, like Bali was. So I was like,
yeah,
really shocked with that. But actually what So going to China, the biggest culture shock I've ever had was the first day that I'd arrived. So I'd said bye to all my good friends. We'd been on like some long flight to get there and we arrive and I'm like, okay, like this is home for the next 3 years. Like, bring it on. We get in the taxi, like going to they had an apartment for us for 3 months while we found a permanent home. So we're on our way there and we're on like a highway that, I kid you not, like even you, Shana, I feel like you wouldn't even know, like, I'm just like, I forget that people now can't even comprehend this, but I was literally on like a highway that was 3 levels high, you know, like.
Oh my God.
It was up so high and I was like, what the hell? Like, they're like, yeah, you've got about like an hour till you get to your hotel. So the airport's so far away and it's just instant, like the skyrise buildings, the like 20 floor, like not just nice skyrise buildings like you'd see in the city of Sydney or something. It was like slum like buildings. Like, I just was like, everything is so high and so high density and we're an hour out of town. It wasn't like houses in suburbia until you got there. It wasn't industrial. It was like just sky rises. We're on like a 3-story, like a really high rise highway, like toll road. And I was just like, I'm up at like level 7 or something, looking into the apartments of a level 7 house, and I'm on a highway. I could not believe it.
That's so weird.
I was like, how many people are here? Like, I knew that China had the most people, but I was like, this is a lot. And my expectations were, like, in the same way that Bali is very cultural, I thought that China everywhere was going to be like Chinese gardens. And like, you know, when you go into like Chinese gardens and there's those like orange and white fish in the ponds and greenery.
Yeah.
I literally thought it was going to be like that. And I was like, there is not a single like traditional Chinese roof or like lanterns and things. And I was like, what the fuck have we got ourselves into? I cannot believe it. It was the smokiest. It was like the pollution was so bad. I'd never seen
pollution.
Yeah, it was so bad. It looked like not even a cloudy day. It looked dirty. Like the air tasted weird. Like it was just really different. Yeah. That would have been a lot.
I just have to say one thing.
Yeah.
I like just remember moving down to Canberra, and this isn't like it's not a culture shock, it's just like a society norm or whatever. Oh my fucking God. When I first moved to Canberra and like saw what the guys wore was the most shocking thing I've literally ever seen. Like, so I'm like from this coastal surfy beachy town. Everyone wore board shorts. Like, I'm talking about the guys. Like, the guys would wear board shorts and you just walked to the shops. Like, you didn't really need shoes. Like, you just threw on whatever. Like, it's just a beachy town, really. Moving to Canberra, like, even going out in coughs, you could get away with like board shorts and a t-shirt. Like, you didn't have to like dress up that nice. And moving to Canberra, obviously it's a city and it's like Australia's capital, but like all the guys wore like shorts that I swear are shorter than my denim shorts, tight jean shorts with like hectic button ups. It was just completely different. I don't even know how Shay grew up there and didn't wear that stuff, but he's the only one that wore board shorts in Canberra, still did to like up to the time we moved. But all the boys, like the clothing is just so different from town to town that you move on, even in Australia. Like it was so, so different. I laugh every time I think of that because I was so confused. I just thought, what are the guys wearing? That is not what the guys wear. And none of them, but it's just so funny because I look at them and go, I'm so not used to guys wearing these short, tight jean pants. I'm so used to guys wearing like board shorts or whatever, or like loose shorts at least. Whereas the complete opposite is like they would never wear board shorts. Like it was the funniest thing ever. But I don't know, I just thought I'd have to share that because I just piss myself every time I think of that. Oh, I just remember questioning it so much, being like, what the fuck? Like, what are you wearing?
I get that too, like even with the different places that I live, people would wear such different things. Like on Christmas Island, like I went from like a private school like school girl dress to like, you know, wearing those like polos and like Supre leggings and stuff, and I was like, this is lit. I love it. Like it was the most comfy thing ever. I was like, I can't, you know, I get to wear just like a t-shirt and leggings. Like you could not like I hated wearing the private school dress. Like, it was just so uncomfortable. But then even, like, what people would wear. And, like, I remember I'd always go and shop, like, when I was in Jakarta, I'd go and shop at, like, H&M and, like, Bershka and all those European stores, like Zara. And then you'd come back here and I swear in Canberra there wasn't even, like, H&M or Zara and everyone shopped at Cotton On and I was just like, guys, come on. We can do a little bit better than this. Anyway.
That's so funny. Yeah, everywhere is so different. So different, even in what they wear. Like, it's like each town has their, like obviously overseas they each have their own, like, culture and stuff. But even, like, the towns in or cities in Australia, they all have their, like, society norms. Like, what's normal to them even, like, comes down to the clothing. But, yeah, I'm just getting up the next one. I'm just reading that first one and it doesn't make sense. I'm just trying to get it up.
Love to hear about how you guys overcame nerves when meeting
any nerves. Yeah. Okay. Do you want to repeat that again? Because I spoke over you.
Yeah. So the next question or scenario says, love to hear about how you guys overcame any nerves when meeting new people.
Yeah. Last episode with social anxiety, definitely listen to that one. But also moving, takes your social anxiety to a whole nother level, especially if you don't know anyone. But like I said, I knew of a lot of people there and I had Shay's group to bounce off, which helped a lot. And same with the Gold Coast, I have my sisters, which helped, but obviously you definitely need your friends as like different friendship group apart from like your family as well, which was something I had to work on up here.
It depends where you're going. If you're going somewhere where you quite literally know zero people, because like, if that's the case, I would suggest joining like social sport, doing some like
activity,
you get to meet people. And then once you have that interest, you can like discuss that. And then, you know, it's easier to like chat. And I think like my personal advice would be to move somewhere either with a friend, so you can both kind of like chat together. So it's less pressure on like one person to, you know, talk to someone new, or find like a common interest that you can chat with someone about. Ask people, like go in groups. There's so many Facebook groups these days where you could like like, I'm moving here. Like, does anyone know anyone? Like, or does anyone want to catch up and tour me? And like people who are outgoing sometimes will like do the hard work for you and kind of start those conversations. So I'm outgoing once I know people, but to begin with, I'm very shy. Like, I would always struggle so much, and I'd often rely on other people to like hold the conversation, I think, you know?
I feel like another one is like that's just come to mind. Even like following, if you do meet someone for the first time, like adding them on Facebook or following them even on Instagram might be a bit easier. And you can just like comment, like if they post a photo, you can like comment on their photos, like, oh, it's so pretty, or like reply to their story. Yeah, just the beginning of things, because usually that starts off like a friendship. Or
in itself takes away the nerves, because like you kind of know that you're going to have something to talk about. Like if you just, I don't even know like what people do, to be honest. Like, what is the alternative? You go up and be like, hey, be my best friend. That's something my sister would do. Like, absolutely love the fact she can do that. It's always so different whenever we'd get to a new place. She'd have like 10 best friends within the first 2 weeks, and I'd still be like, I am going to go cry myself to sleep tonight because I miss my friends. And then like maybe have three conversations with someone tomorrow. But she'd be like, no, nope, I've got like my 10 best friends. And I'm like,
yeah. And it does take time too as well. Like it takes like those a few events to happen to like get close to other people as well. Like it took me a good 6 to 9 months to like be close to you, even when I moved to Canberra. Yeah. So yeah. But then once you're like close with one person, you get to know like their friends and all that. So it takes time. Next one is have always wanted to but can't seem to come. Okay, I shouldn't read this because I can't fucking read. Steph can read. Okay.
The next question is, I've always wanted to but can't seem to conceptualize leaving my parents and friends behind. Thoughts, Shana? Oh, can we pause it at this? I have someone to bring on right now. Sam has an opinion on this. This is a large reason why he doesn't want to leave. Yep. So I want to bring him in to talk about that and kind of elaborate, and then we will answer this question. Yeah? All right, let's bring him in. He's got no idea what the topic is.
Oh, look who we have on again.
Hello, guys. We have got a little guest. It is my boyfriend, Samuel. So, Sam and I have been talking a lot recently, or just had open opinions on today's episode topic. Do you have any idea what it is, Sam?
Traveling, probably.
Sorry, I'm still pissing myself over the fact that you said a little guest.
Big, big, muscly guest. So today's episode topic is moving out of your hometown. So
he's gonna hate his life.
Yeah, we're gonna have a fight after this. That's for sure. Kidding. So
no, we just want to hear perspective.
Yeah. So what we want is you to share your thoughts, like everything that you say to me. You can share, and you're either happy to, like, you're welcome to hang around. You're welcome to hang around and hear what we have to say about it, or you can leave.
Because we got a question about, like, how people want to leave their hometown, but it's hard for them because they've got all their family and their friends there. So we feel like that's a main reason that you don't want to, like, leave your hometown, which is 100% a fair enough reason for anyone. Like, that is so hard. But yeah, we want to hear like thoughts on that perspective, I guess.
Yeah, it's for family and friends, to be honest. Like, that's the whole reason I wouldn't want to leave, and probably because of soccer as well. Like, I love playing soccer, and then I feel like if I went somewhere else, especially if it was like, I don't know, Asia or something, like I would just wouldn't be playing soccer there. I'd just be scared that I wouldn't like it, to be honest.
No, I completely, and like, I know your friendship group as well, and I can see that, like, you guys are such a close, tight knit friendship group that it would be so hard to leave. And that's why I can understand why, when you have everything there, it is so hard to leave, because you're like, why would I?
Yeah. Not that I'm against it. Like, I would certainly consider it. I wouldn't consider it in the next year or so. Because I want to like work my way up in my career as well. Because I'm in a good spot where if I just work hard at where I am, I could just work my way up, and I will. So I don't want to kind of start out on that before I kind of give it a go, kind of thing. Yeah, that's the thing.
I would get that from that.
in my current mindset, I would so much rather drop everything and go traveling for a year rather than have to like go move somewhere and be set in like living there and stuff. That makes sense.
The whole actually like moving part and starting again is like,
yeah, what I don't kind like, of like, again, I've kind of like then I'm losing everything. I've kind of,
whereas knowing it's like a holiday helps.
That helps my
knowing
mindset.
That you're gonna come back.
Yeah, yeah. The type of person who would get to like 50 or 60 as well will be like, oh, I wish I did that, like this. I wish I did that as well. So you always got to keep that in mind, but. Yep. It's just for the moment, like, you got to establish your short-term goals and then your long-term goals as well. And one of my short to long-term goals is just to start earning, like, proper money, kind of thing.
Yeah, like, build your career and then maybe move somewhere once you...
Because the thing is, if I leave now, then I'm kind of leaving before I've even started. But if I get to a point where I'm make more money and I'm at a certain title, then I can leave at that title and you'll never really lose it.
Yeah, but if I
left now, I'm leading with next to no experience, and then I'd just, it'd just be like I kind of finished moving.
Yeah.
So even if I wanted to change jobs, like now, it'd almost be like I wouldn't really have anything under my belt. But if I left in like 3 years, I'd have all this experience and I could pretty much go work wherever I want.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
We were saying though, I feel like quickly mentioning that, like I think you can put into perspective like, traveling at sort of similar to moving out of home, like if you ever say no to a holiday or something like that, I can't really comprehend people saying no to a holiday. I'm like, I don't know, that's just not who I am, but I get that people can't do it. My goal, I just work backwards in life. It's actually quite probably unhealthy, but I do it. And I was saying to Sam that it would be like, imagine if like either of us said we wouldn't go to Europe just because of like XYZ reason. And then we never would have met and we never would have dated. So you get those opportunities that you're missing out on by not going to the next summer as well.
Yeah.
You know, like you can leave the love of your life and move somewhere else.
Yeah.
Me.
I feel that like the older I get, the more I go, the more I look at things and go like, like why not? Like what's stopping me? Like what is the legit excuse that is stopping me from going?
Yeah.
That's not an excuse.
And then you see it and, you're making it a more bigger excuse than it really is in a way because you are out of your comfort zone, I guess. So.
I think it's important to share different opinions. Like, that's the point of this podcast is, like, you know, I think everyone's entitled to their opinion. I mean, it creates issues because we're in the same relationship. So our morals with, like, living, you know, out of your hometown are very, very different. So that's something we have to, like, kind of figure out together, and that's one of our big hurdles to get through. But at the same time, like, I think everything that he said is so totally valid. Like, I completely understand.
Yeah, everything he said was so valid. The leaving his family, like, his family's all in Canberra. All his friends are in Canberra, and the career part is all in Canberra. And I think that's a smart way to look at it, build your career and then move. So you have more stability when you move as well. But like he said, he also doesn't want to look back when he's 60 and say that I've just been here my whole life. So
yeah. The editing version of me is thinking that I just really, really quickly need to like emphasize to all you listeners here that while I have lived overseas, and I'm really grateful for like the three places that I lived outside of Canberra, I really feel like emphasizing that every inch of my body wants to go somewhere else. Like I feel like I could just go absolutely anywhere. Like the other day, Shana was like, hey, like, would you move to like America with me? And I was like, 100% I would. Like, and Sam, I'd be like, do you want to move to Peru? I'd be like, let's do it tomorrow. Like, probably not tomorrow because I've been research beforehand, but like, I just feel like I can imagine me listening back to this thinking that everyone thinks that I've done what I want to do. That's not even the beginning of what my life has in store for me. So, like, I've always been held back essentially, like, just to get into a deep, you know, I've always felt like I can't go, and I've had excuses that have stopped me from going, and I feel like I'm working on the courage to like kind of just get up and go. Like, I always, through my uni degree, really wanted to go live in Cape Town for 6 months, like so random, South Africa. But that's just what I wanted to do, was to live in South Africa. And like, I've never done it and I probably won't, but like, you know, I would move anywhere and do anything. And I understand Sam's like reasoning why, but I also think that that's what every person says before they move out of their hometown. Like, that's what everyone's
mind. Yeah, no, I agree.
Take that step. And then they're like, shit, not that bad. So I've done that.
Even when we think about moving, we're like, the way we look at it is in like for the career side of things. We have like a few different options in a way. Yeah. I guess if you're career driven, it's really hard to be like Sam is career driven in what he's doing. So it would be like really hard to just stop it and move just for the sake of like moving out of your hometown. Like, completely get that. But I feel like we're like, so by this date, we'll have this, this, and this. And then if that doesn't work, we'll have this option and this option. So it'll be fine anyway. I agree. By like, that's what everyone says before they leave. That's what everyone's excuse is before they leave, and which is so valid and correct, like so right. But I think what we're trying to say is like, when you do leave, you understand that, okay, there's more out there. I can still visit my family and I can still make friends and still go back home and visit. Like, there's still that, you've still got that. It's just not like your everyday life, you're experiencing something new, but you've still got that to like come back to if you want.
Well, I think it's just like people seem to think the word living is a permanent word.
Yeah.
But it's not as temporary as traveling for 2 weeks. But like, at the end of the day, the word living somewhere doesn't, you can live somewhere for 3 months, you can live somewhere for 10 years and still come back to where you came from. Like, there's no reason why you can't come back. Like, even if you get locked into a lease, there are ways to get out of it.
Yeah.
Like, it might be a stressful period returning earlier than expected, but you can do anything that you want to do and, you know, give it a go. You'll make friends there. Doesn't mean you're going to lose your old friends. Like I said, like I used to. I have friends who I'm still friends with from all of those different countries, and we keep in contact on, like, you know, Facebook and stuff like that. So it's just like, like, you don't lose your friends, especially if you go back and visit as well. They'll come visit you like I do with Shana all the time.
It makes it, like, more exciting. But I think our main message is definitely go for it. Definitely just go for it. You're not going to regret it. And you just learn and grow so much, whether it's hard times or it's easy. You just you learn and grow so much. And it's just usually, like, yeah, the most amazing experience. So. And you can always go back. I think that's like our main message. It doesn't have to be permanent. You can always go back. So, yes, thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. I think we should mention our giveaway again. Just if we have any new listeners, we're doing a giveaway for anyone that is interactive on our Instagram. So if you DM us like a scenario, we have question boxes that go up Monday and Tuesday. So when you put in, I want to say an entry, it's not an entry. When you put in like a question or scenario, you'll get one entry into the giveaway. So the more interactive you are on our Instagram, the more entries you'll get. So stay tuned for that. We love hearing your guys' questions and stories. So yes, we love you guys.
Next episode is, it's a mood category, so that's going to be really fun. One of our like letting loose.
Yes, I'm keen.
We'll have lots of fun with that episode. So we will put up a little question box if you guys have anything you want us to like discuss. If it's like a random dilemma in your life, that's also the time that we can like answer non-category specific dilemmas or stories or things you want us to talk about. Yeah. Or if you have someone you want us to like call into the episode, like we just brought Sam in, you know, chuck that in, recommend that. We'll do absolutely anything, maybe.
Yeah, last It's a Mood episode, we brought the boys in and played Say It or Shot It. If you guys haven't seen that, definitely go watch it. So anything fun, lighthearted like that, that's what this category is about. So I'm keen to do that one. So, thank you guys for listening. We'll see you guys in our next episode.
Bye guys. Woo! Love you.